This is VOA News by your remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. In the wake of heat waves, global warming, forest fires, storms, droughts, and a rising number of hurricanes, the UN Weather Agency is warning that the number of people who need international humanitarian help could rise 50% by 2030 compared to the 108 million who need it in 2018. In a new report released Tuesday, the World Meteorological Agency says more disasters attributed to weather are taking place each year. It said over 11,000 disasters have been attributed to weather, climate, and phenomena like tsunamis over the last 50 years, causing 2 million deaths and racking up $3.6 trillion worth of economic cost. The WMO says government should do more to help prepare for disasters. The head of the World Health Organization is warning against a strategy of pursuing herd immunity to stop the coronavirus pandemic, calling the idea unethical. At a news briefing on Geneva Monday, WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said health officials should try to achieve immunity through vaccination only, not through exposing people to the virus. In his explanation, Ghebreyesus referenced herd immunity, which happens when a population is protected from a viral outbreak because a threshold level of immunity has been reached in that society. A late-stage study of Johnson & Johnson's COVID-19 vaccine candidate has been paused while the company investigates whether a study participant's unexplained illness is related to the shot. The company said in a statement Monday evening that illnesses, accidents, and other so-called adverse effects and events are expected, part of a large clinical study. Its physicians and safety monitoring panel will try to determine what might have caused the illness. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. Senate Republicans appear to have enough votes to confirm Amy Coney Barrett to the U.S. Supreme Court, but Democrats are now using this week's hearings to argue she should not get there. More from AP correspondent Sagar Magani.
With the election weeks away,
this shouldn't be Donald Trump's judge. It should be yours.
Amy Klobuchar is among those arguing the choice of a new justice should wait until after the election. On day one of her hearings, Democrats also said Barrett's selection will jeopardize health care, saying it's clear she was chosen to help conservatives overturn the law known as Obamacare. Republican John Kennedy flashed back to the Brett Kavanaugh hearings, which he called a freak show, saying the nation won't again fall for a high court pick character assassination.
The American people are not morons.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Microsoft is going to court in an attempt to disrupt a major cybercrime digital network, AP's Mike Gracia.
Microsoft has taken legal action in an attempt to take down a major cybercrime digital network that uses more than 1 million zombie computers to loot bank accounts and spread ransomware. Microsoft says it obtained a federal court order in Virginia last week by arguing the crime network that uses an infrastructure known as TrickBot is abusing its trademark. Microsoft thus hopes to persuade internet providers to take down the botnet servers. On Friday, the Washington Post reported the U.S. Military Cyber Command launched direct attacks against TrickBot last month, but the effort was unsuccessful. I'm Mike Gracia.
An anti-corruption watchdog ranks the United Kingdom as the largest exporters most active at enforcing rules meant to prohibit companies from paying bribes in foreign markets, but says many others are doing next to nothing. Transparency International said Tuesday that China, the world's largest exporter, was found to conduct little or no enforcement or foreign bribery. That category that also includes India, Japan, and Korea. Germany, the world's third largest exporter, only conducts moderate enforcement, as do other major European Union exporters like France, Italy, and Spain. Transparency recommends that nations look into increasing the liability of parent companies for the actions of their foreign subsidiaries. Authorities in Belarus said Monday that they detained 713 people during mass protests the day earlier against the re-election of the country's leader in a disputed election, the harshest crackdown in weeks of demonstrations. The Interior Ministry reported that out of those detained Sunday, 570 of them were still in custody awaiting a court hearing. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.